A UT student-run dating show gets ready for its first live event, and a proposed Austin-wide ban on windowless bedrooms requests feedback from residents. I'm your host this week, Amrita Mumidi, and this is the Texan Recap. Cupid, a student-hosted blind dating show, gets ready for their first live event. General Life and Arts reporter Paisley Garza is here with the story. Thanks for being here, Paisley.
Thank you so much for having me.
To start us off, what exactly is Cupid about and who's hosting it?
So essentially, Cupid is a live blind dating show that is hosted on campus in the Jester Auditorium. In the blind dating show, there is one female behind a curtain while there is five males on the other side of the curtain. And she'll be asking them questions each time, and one of the males will get eliminated until there's one left. And at the end, he'll reveal himself to her, and they'll determine if they want to go on an all-expense-paid $100 date or if they want to walk with $50 each cash. But the catch is, if they don't choose the same option, they both walk away with nothing. It is hosted by Rama Entertainment, which is a student organization that promotes entertainment for students on campus to hopefully get a break from all the work that we have during the week.
In your article, you spoke to the founder of Rama Entertainment. What did they have to say?
So like I said earlier, the purpose of Rama Entertainment is to provide a way for students to get away from the busy lives that we have on campus, whether it's with our student orgs or with the workload that we have. And it's just a way to get in the business side of organizations without having a complete business org. Like, it's a fun way to promote entertainment.
What did students going to the event expect? Is it an interactive experience for the audience?
Students should expect this to be a very interactive event because of the fact that there are so many prize opportunities. This is because of sponsorships that the event has, including sponsors from Pluckers, Fetty, who's offering a free month of rides, Zalat Pizza, who's offering pizza vouchers, and Cove, I know, will be offering merchandise to audience members, and there will also be a photography company there providing pictures during the show.
You also spoke to some other members of Rama Entertainment. What did they tell you?
Yes, I spoke to the project manager, whose name is Shreya, and she emphasized the fact that with these sponsors, they're able to connect with students on campus and let them know what we have going on around us, whether it's new places to eat, new places to go. And she also talked about the fact that people can join this organization if they want to be on the logistics side of it, not as a participant on stage, but maybe as some type of officer or organizing the events.
What does Rama Entertainment have in store for future events on campus?
So specifically for this year, Rama Entertainment will be holding another blind dating show in early April, which will be the same type of show with the same logistics, except for the fact that the roles will be reversed, where there will be a guy on one side of the curtain and there will be five girls on the other side of the curtain. And in the future, ideally, hopefully starting next semester, they'll have an event each month in the Jester Auditorium.
Once again, that was General Life and Arts reporter Paisley Garza. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you.
Earlier this month, the City of Austin Development Services requested feedback on a proposed ban on any future bedrooms built without windows. General News reporter Abby Breifogel is here to tell us all about it. Thanks for joining me, Abby.
Thank you for having me.
To start, could you go into detail about what exactly this window ban means? When would it be put into place?
Of course. So a ban on windowless bedrooms would mean a change in the current language of a bill that allows for a loophole stating that windows are not required in all bedrooms. Right now, it's just finished accepting public feedback on March 1st and will soon be brought to the City Council for further review on April 18th.
So when was this ban initially proposed and who put forth the initial resolution?
It was done in collaboration by student groups such as recently renamed University Tenants Union and professors such as Professor Miro, who have been working to bring this issue to public eye. There was also a letter done in September that brought over 800 students together to bring forward their concerns to District 9, which was later brought to the City Council.
How are the City of Austin Development Services going about requesting feedback? Can any student participate?
So the feedback request just closed. This allowed any student to participate during the time, but March 1st was the last day to put in feedback. This means it's moving forward to City Council. Currently, City Council has planned a public feedback hearing for April 18th, like I said before, but students can still show their support for these changes until it's finalized to show how much of an issue this is and the concern it has.
In your story, you spoke with multiple UT students about their windowless bedrooms. What did they say?
So one of the students I spoke to was Laura Garcia. She was diagnosed with depression and anxiety 3 years ago, and it's something that's only been made worse from the lack of natural lighting in her room. She's an exchange student from Barcelona and didn't know anyone at first when she found herself here, and she spent a lot of time in her room alone. She was unaware that this would be an issue, and it really weighed on her, as windowless bedrooms are illegal in Barcelona. I also spoke with Eloisa D. She chose the location because of its cheaper rent, as many students do. She was forced to spend most of her days outside of the room she spent lots of money on because of the fact that there was no lighting. She was one of the many students who signed the petition in September.
Once again, that was General News reporter Abby Breifogel. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you.
And that's the Texan Recap for the week of February 26th. I'm Amrita Mumidi. The Texan Recap is a production of the Daily Texan Audio Department. If you like this episode, make sure to subscribe to the Daily Texan on your streaming platform of choice and follow us on Twitter at Texan Audio. This episode was hosted by me, Amrita Mumidi, and edited and supervised by Jack Llewellyn. Special thanks to Paisley Garza and Abby Breifogel for their reporting, and to Joelle DiPaolo, Mimi Calzada, and Chloe Moore for contributing to this project. Cover art is by Emma Burke, and music is by Topflow Productions. To read the news stories in this episode or see more from The Texan, head on over to www.thedailytexan.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.